I think, say, my post, the people didn't get the clarification what I wanted to post.
Okay.
Now, NIA card, no, it has three profiles on it. E-wallet, e-passport, and e-ID.
Ebiani Juma ID.
Now, we've activated the e-passport. What I was saying is that I want to activate the e-wallet, which will be linked to your bank. Once your e-wallet is linked to your banker, if I say, well, any of the banks, you can use your Ghana card as a means of transaction, as an ATM card, to go and instead of asking them their mobile number or giving them cash, I can give them my Ghana card with the POS and withdraw money or make payments.
Wow.
That is what I was talking about. I was saying that I'll link it to your bank account, because already it's linked to your bank account already. But I'll link it to your bank account for transaction, so that you use your Ghana card to perform transaction. They say, once we activate it, you know, it means that 18.9 million Ghanaians can perform transaction cashless.
Completely.
And when we do that,
we are practicing a cashless society.
Thank you. It means that government will not spend money, hard money, to go and print hard currencies.
I
remember I went to the UK. Me drew airport and me person me fat taxi. Me money sika. Or see, if I give money, I'll pay additional processing fee. But me were cash card there a free. So that is the, so what it was, the like the e-levy. You know, the e-levy was preventing people from performing transaction. Using the Momo. So with this activation, what it means is we will change it. It would rather be when you give money, maybe government can say now we are fading off physical cash, so everybody should use.
See, how far is that plan?
Oh, in fact, we are receiving the unsolicited proposal, and hopefully next year we are hoping to launch it.
Good.
And